In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 6th of March. Glad to have you with us, everybody. You know who else is here? John Carney from The Wall Street Journal is here. Also, Neela Richardson from Redfin. He's in New York. She's in Washington. It's a little thing we call our weekly wrap. Goes, I don't know, about 4 minutes. Covers the last 5 days in the global economy. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
All right, John, we start with you and the jobs number today. 295,000 new jobs in the economy last month. The rate falls to 5.5%. Other than stuck wage growth, which has been the through line for a long time, any bad news in here?
No. This is fantastic news. The markets didn't like it because they say they think it means interest rates are going up faster. That's a kind of dumb response. If the economy is doing really well, that's really great news. We've had the longest and greatest job creation over the last 6 months than any period since 2000. This is really, really great. We're pretty close to full employment. Remember just a couple of years ago, we thought we'd never get there again. We thought, you know, oh, we'll never get back down to 5% unemployment. We're at 5.5.
So, Neela, very quickly, any bad news for you in this?
No, it's mainly good news. What's the problem is that wage growth, it's not going to grow because monetary stimulus can't do it by itself.
Right, exactly. All right, so we're going to get to interest rates. There are two parts of it I want to talk about. One, John, what's your sense of timing from the Fed now on when rates are going to go up? Sooner rather than later?
I still think it's not till probably September.
Ooh.
There's no rush to raise them because we're not seeing any kind of inflation. So I think they want to make sure that the growth is robust and stays in place before they start raising.
Neela, same question to you. When do you think they're going to raise?
I think it'll be in the middle of the year. I think it'll be before September, still in June. We're on pace. We're on track to do this now, rather than later.
Fair enough. The other thing I want to talk about interest rates. So as you guys know, the 2009 transcripts of Federal Reserve meetings came out earlier this week. In there somewhere, in the March 2009 meeting, there was a line from Janet Yellen, then the head of the San Francisco Fed, now, as we all know, the head of the whole shebang. She said, you know what, Mr. Chairman, talking to Ben Bernanke, things are so bad in this economy that if we could, we should lower our interest rates to -6%. That's astounding, John. It leads me to believe that things were way worse than we thought they were.
I think that's absolutely right. The natural rate of interest at that point was very, very low. And we heard a lot of people complaining that the Fed was holding down interest rates or making them artificially low. This should clear that up. Things were not artificially low. In fact, they were artificially high.
Neela, what about that? 0% interest was too high.
Well, you know what? It's because the Fed has basically had to go at it alone. In 2009, there was another big stimulus action on the fiscal side, $800 billion, that petered out within the first year. It always took both monetary and fiscal policy. We only saw one over the past 6 years. And that's why wages haven't grown. And that's why this monetary policy, this stimulus, has been controversial in terms of its effect on the real economy.
John, very quickly, I want to touch on the bank stress tests. They came out yesterday. In theory, the banks have a clean bill of health, but is it truly clean?
Well, quite a few of them did worse this time around than last year. But that's more of an artifact of how they run the tests rather than the fact that the banks are getting weaker. The main thing you can't do, but everybody tries anyway, is to try to predict the second stage of the stress test from the fact that they passed this one. There are so many unknowns about what goes into the second stage of the stress test that is a fool's errand and people just shouldn't do it.
but of course they will, Neela. Go ahead.
And John's right, because the second part is the best part. That's when the banks learn when they can actually return capital back to the shareholders. Right. That's what Wall Street is waiting for, and that is really the whole point of this thing for the banks.
And that comes out next week, Thursday, I think. John Carney from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Kai. Have a good weekend.
You too.